When your horse heads into the barn for cooler weather, so does the stink. Bye-bye odor doesn't just mask smells, it breaks down ammonia and bad odors with real science. Fresher stalls, healthier lungs, happier horses. Get yours at spalding-labs.com. For a limited time, new members can save 20% on any U.S. Rider membership during our Black Friday promotion with code BFUSR25. Just go to usrider.org and enter code BFUSR25.
All the articles you have come to love in Horse and Rider magazine are now available in this podcast, Horse and Rider on Audio. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Search Horse and Rider on Audio on your favorite podcast player, and you will never miss an article.
This article is titled Pain-Free Independence Day Parade Prep. Overall appearance, from your horse to your own attire, is planned down to the minute detail to ensure that you make your best impression and, hopefully, pick up some loot and prizes at the end. There is no better master of the parade-ready appearance than the rodeo queen. And why wouldn't they be the experts? These ladies have realized and regularly employ the idea that with an arsenal of hairspray, bobby pins, and glitter, lots of glitter, anything is possible. Check out these tips from those veterans of Parade Day Prep. If you and your horse plan to participate in a 4th of July event this weekend, a refresher course in parade prep will make the experience quicker and more enjoyable. Here are some tricks and a list of preparation essentials that we've compiled over the years. Pack the essentials. Along with your regular grooming items such as brushes, detangler, and combs, these are the little items to pack ahead of time in your trailer or in your grooming bag that will make your prep stress-free. Safety pins. To pin your number to your saddle pad and to close a hole in your shirt. Shoe laces / leather string. To tie stirrups, flowers, garland, and any other odd item to your saddle and tack. Bobby pins. To pin back flyaway hairs and to keep your hat on in windy conditions. Remove the rubber ends and push up into your inner hat brim with some hair. It should feel snug. Adhesive spray. great for body or hoof glitter, and is easily taken off with adhesive remover found in the cattle department of your local feed store. Hairspray. For your hair and your horses, also an effective adhesive for glitter. Colored hairspray can be used in your horse's mane or tail and is cheaper than extensions. Vaseline. A little on your teeth makes it easier to smile even when your mouth is dry. Show spray. Even after a thorough bath, a little show sheen or pink oil will add extra shine for a polished look. Stain remover. Whether you prefer cowboy magic or wet wipes, green stains on your horse's whites aren't the most attractive parade accessory. Extra towels. This is for the quick wipe down before you head to line up. Wipe up eye and nose boogers, dust off your horse's hooves, and your own boots. Hoof paint. Black for dark feet, clear polish for all others. Glitter is also a nice option. Have you picked up a theme yet? Glitter. Last minute to doss. Here are a few stay cool tips that you can implement on parade day. Extra clothes. Grooming, saddling, glittering, and sweating are all a part of the process. Shorts, a tank top, and tennis shoes are great attire for prep. And you'll be thankful for a change of clothes at the end of the route. Water. It's July, folks. It's hot. You may be lucky enough to get a free water along the parade route, but don't count on it. Tuck your water into your flowers or under your saddle gullet during the parade. Don't forget extra water for your horse, either. Extra hands. Sometimes scheduling conflicts mean you'll be at it alone, but if you can find them, an extra pair of hands will do wonders to speed up the process. A helper will also catch dirty spots you may have missed, like the nose slime your horse smeared down your back.